Hi, Gary.
Hi, Frankie Angel. Thanks for dropping by Montana Art Beat and Entertainment. You are an entertainer about town, so tell us a little bit about what you do, where you're going, what you're up to.
Oh, these days I'm very, very occupied at our beautiful Motherlode Theater with the Orphan Girl Theater, mostly their projects. But it's all housed in the Motherlode. And for the first time in many, many, many moons, the Orphan Girl kids are going to take the main stage as part of the Motherlode series with Matilda the Musical in November. So that's kind of our first thrust.
Matilda the Musical, huh?
But before that, Finding Nemo Jr. is going to be on the little stage, the little Orphan Girl stage in early October. So, yeah,
that's
when you ask me what I'm doing, I should just set up a cot there and then it would all be well because I pretty much live there right now.
So you're not gadivelting about the town and singing at different venues now?
Well, I'm still doing that too, yes. Father Bretta and I actually have a big event on Monday morning out at the Copper King. They're having a big conference, and so we're going to do a service out there. And then one of my students and I are going to give them the Star Spangled Banner. And so we'll be part of that community event. I'm really looking forward to that. That one looks really fun, even though it's really early on Monday.
Yeah, you know, I don't do too early too often.
I try not to either.
I'm against it, you know. I like to see the sun rising and go to bed.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, a lot of my musician friends know that story too. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's beautiful that early time
that
of the
early
morning.
Time of the morning.
To let the day be gone.
Yeah, that's when you let it go.
You mentioned your students, Frankie. What are you teaching? Voice?
I've taught voice and piano for a long time, just like forever. And so, yeah, I still have a few private students that I see. Mostly now we do little vaudeville shows, and we're going to be doing some Christmas caroling. So I'm hoping to maybe take them to the courthouse and some of the retirement homes and some Christmas events and do some songs for folks.
I hate to be here about Christmas this time of year because we do have a few months left.
Well, but those of us in the arts have to prepare those things.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep. Everybody's got to prepare for it. So
the kids need to learn their harmonies so that they can sing nicely for everyone.
It's coming whether we like it or not.
Well, yeah. And we'll like it once it gets here. But, yeah, we have a little time for that, which is really good from the teacher point of view because we need time to prepare, as with the shows at the theater. So,
give us a little hint about what Matilda is all about.
You know, it's a really good show. Years ago, I am told it was a book first, which makes sense. But Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman did a really good version that was just the story. Then I believe it was last year, it was a Great Britain production, I think. They made a musical out of it that was just spectacular on the screen. And now they've sold the rights and the books, and we were able to get it. So it's really the story about a really mean teacher. A really nice teacher and all these children in a school, and Matilda's kind of at the forefront of it with her great imagination and trying to trip up the adults a little bit.
That's coming up in October.
That's in November.
That's in November.
That's the one in November.
On the Motherlode.
That's the one on the Motherlode stage part of the Motherlode series this year, which I said is a first. It really kind of is a first. So we've got new things going on and they're going to be wonderful, I think.
Where are you going to be singing around town?
Wherever they have me, pretty much. I don't have those bookings solidified yet, but they need me at the theater more and more, so I might go a little shyer on those events this year. We'll just see. We'll see what unrolls. But the community is so wonderful to support, and there's a lot of artists out there. You know, we maybe need a few more of those piano players out there to step up because I tell you what, the piano players I know, they're all tired because there's a few of us and we're all doing all the gigs. And so we got to get busy and get some new kids in the ranks, I think, for that.
Well, speaking of new in the ranks, you're doing a show here at KVMF, right?
I'm almost to my year mark. I just did my 50th show yesterday, so 52 is just a couple weeks away now.
And are you going to have a celebration on the air?
Well, Daniel will like this because it's going to be called The Bisque is Back.
The Bisque is
and
Back.
And it's the prog. It's another prog rock show with some highlights from... I have done two prog rock shows in the year, and so I'm going to have... I'm grabbing from those and then having some new ones. I just thought it would be nice to celebrate with some prog rock, which is one of my favorite genres. I have many that I like, but that one is one I like to play in and listen to.
All right. Yeah. Well, anything else, you know, we can pick your brain on, you know?
Oh, it was just nice to see you at the celebration at the Motherlode. They just celebrated the 100th
birthday. It was a good show, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes. And it's fun to see so much new life happening in Uptown Butte, including the theater, including the IBRC and the Chateau and so many other places that host art and music and all the dance studios. They're gearing up now to get ready for all their new recitals. It's just, it's really important. I guess there's one thing I thought about. I often tell my students that are involved in athletics that I'm glad that they are, that I don't think that the arts needs to compete with the athletics, that we are all on the same page. It's a very disciplined activity, and it's time-consuming and disciplined and fun, and we just need to have them do as much as they can. You don't want to overbook because then you get too tired, but the ones that have to go to volleyball practice sometimes and skip rehearsal, I'm proud of them for having many things to do.
Keeps them busy, gives them a several more than one skill set, I guess I should say.
There's multiple, and many of the skill sets are shared between arts and athletics that people don't really realize.
Yeah.
Football players who took ballet, for instance, it makes them more agile and a little more determined sometimes, because dance teachers really work you.
Well, thanks, Frankie, for stopping by.
Oh, it's
Frankie
always a
Angel
pleasure.
On Montana Art, Beat, and Entertainment. I'm Gary, and ciao, baby.
Thank you.